the Southern Poverty Law Center, an anti-Christian hate group. First, from John 15:18-19, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. In the wake of the Charlottesville melee, the mainstream press is citing the disreputable Southern Poverty Law Center and its hate groups list ad nauseum, with nary a peep about the repeated criticism of the SPLC as a bastion of anti-Christian bigotry. The Illinois Family Institute is included on the hate groups list, alongside white supremacist and white separatist groups, for no reason other than our biblical view of marriage as a sexually differentiated union, and our biblical views of sexual morality, views that are shared by the Roman Catholic Church, many Protestant denominations, many non-denominational churches, Orthodox Judaism, 2,000 years of church history, and the Bible. It is not just IFI that finds the SPLC and its leaders unethical. The avaricious founder of the SPLC, Morris Dees, and the dishonest editor-in-chief of the Intelligence Report, which is responsible for the corrupt hate groups list, Mark Potok, have come under sustained criticism from many people for many years. If you go to this article on the IFI website, you can find links to some of those articles. Several months ago, one such critic, Real Clear Politics writer Carl Cannon, wrote an expose of the SPLC, to whom Cannon attributes blame for the anti-free speech assault on political scientist Charles Murray at radical Middlebury College in Vermont. Civil rights attorney Morris Dees co-founded the lucrative nonprofit SPLC in 1971, ostensibly to combat the racism endemic to the South, and on the way he has made a boatload of money that has enabled him to live the luxurious lifestyle to which he and his five wives had become accustomed. Those were subsequent wives, not all at the same time, of course. His clients, well, they didn't fare quite so well financially. Cannon explains that when the Ku Klux Klan's power waned and racism diminished, the SPLC had to find new ways, quote, to frighten people into still donating, end quote. Cannon argues that, quote, that's where Charles Murray re-enters our story, along with many other mainstream conservative groups. Scaring the bejesus out of people requires new boogeymen and lots of them, end quote. Cannon reports that, quote, the most scathing assessments of Dees and his group have always come from the left, like Stephen B. Bright, a Yale law professor and president of the Atlanta-based Southern Center for Human Rights, who describes Dees as a con man and a fraud, end quote. Even the far-leftist magazine The Nation indicts Dees as, quote, the arch salesman of hate-mongering, end quote, accusing Dees of stuffing, quote, mailbags with his fundraising letters, scaring dollars out of the pockets of trembling liberals, aghast at his lurid depictions of a hate-sodden America in dire need of legal confrontation by the SPLC. Dees and his hate seekers scour the landscape for hate. It's their staple, end quote. While useful idiots in the mainstream press disseminate the SPLC's propaganda, thus smearing Christian organizations and lining the pockets of Dees, the FBI has stopped using the SPLC as a resource. The SPLC has perfected the tactics espoused by homosexuals Marshall Kirk and Hunter Madsen, who in 1989 wrote what they deemed a gay manifesto for the 1990s titled After the Ball, in which they urged progressives to utilize the mainstream media in a campaign to eradicate conservative moral beliefs, what they call homo-hatred, or silence the expression of such beliefs in public. Here's a quote from that book. Link homo-hating bigotry with all sorts of attributes the bigot, that is to say Christians, would be ashamed to possess, and with social consequences he would find unpleasant and scary. Gays must launch a large-scale campaign to reach straights through mainstream media. We're talking about propaganda. Gays must be portrayed as victims in need of protection, make victimizers look bad. The public should be shown images of ranting homo haters whose associated traits and attitudes appall and anger middle America. The images might include Klansmen, hysterical backwoods preachers, menacing punks, thugs, and convicts who speak coolly about the fags they would like to bash, or a tour of Nazi concentration camps where homosexuals were tortured and gassed, end quote. The SPLC employs all of these propagandistic tactics to stigmatize and marginalize Christian organizations like the Family Research Council, the American Family Association, Liberty Council, and the Illinois Family Institute for our beliefs about sexuality and marriage that derive from Scripture and for our willingness to express them publicly. These are a few of the organizations that have not fallen prey to ravenous wolves or been taken captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. That's from Colossians 2:8. For their faithfulness, Christ followers will be hated, but enduring such trials brings blessings. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. That's Jesus speaking from Matthew 5:11-12. The cost of discipleship has been minimal in America for over 200 years, but the cost is rising. While Jesus says, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Many Christians, entire denominations in fact, are choosing instead to be friends with the world, forgetting the words of James, who said, "Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God."